So I recently heard about a video online where a woman was complaining about the amount of money a man sent her for lunch. So the guy reaches out to her on social media and offers to buy her lunch. But when she receives $30, she gets upset and does this whole rant about how $30 wasn't enough for the type of dining she was used to. So it made me think about how sometimes in relationships, we treat them as transactional. Like, what can you do for me? And what can I get from you?
Y'all, please tell me if I'm wrong. So today, this dude wrote me on Instagram, and he was like, can I send you money? Let me send you money for lunch. So I sent him the cash app. Yeah, I just knew I was finna open my cash app, and I was finna have at least probably about $100. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, this I eat, and that's how much I spend on my food. I opened my cash app, and this man sent me $30. I'm like, $30 is not even half a tank in my car. When I go and eat, I eat full course meals. Like, I order a appetizer, a entree, and a dessert, and a drink. That can't even get me two drinks.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Jennifer Shea Love Bowers, here with Cheryl Jackson and Taylor Coward. Y'all, that video was kind of crazy to me, and it really has me thinking about how we treat each other in relationships. I've got some thoughts, and I want to hear yours too. More after the break.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so what y'all think about that video?
So much to unpack about that video. I don't even know where to begin. I'm just trying to understand what her approach to relationships is. And is she transactional? Is she in a relationship with where the guy or whoever she's her partner is equally transactional? Let me just say, I'm not set up like that. Okay.
I'm just not.
Right. I'm not set up like that. I think that, you know, $30 for, you know, hey, just thinking about you, you know, here's $30 for lunch. I guess being raised in church, especially Church of God in Christ, you know, $25, you pass somebody, press $25 in somebody's hand, and it's all good. That's a blessing. Okay. that's what we do in the church. So I really don't understand, you know, this, but I don't want to rush to judgment. I mean, what's the understanding between her and a partner? The only thing about that, though, is if that is your standard, then it's going to attract certain kind of people.
Mm-hmm. So, Taylor, what'd you think?
Yeah, that was like a lobotomy. you know, I think I blame Twitter because I think I see a lot of bad dating takes there. Where a lot of the conversation of dating is around, well, if your partner isn't getting you this thing, they're not worth it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it makes so much of modern dating seem like it's transactional. And I don't think the majority of people really think that way. Mm-hmm. I think it is like rhetoric that gets views and rhetoric that gets like people to make podcast episodes about it. But I don't think that's how most people are thinking. You know what I mean?
There is so much to unpack about that video because for me, it just is just blatant. It's just ungrateful. And it doesn't even make me feel good. You know, like it's like, would somebody actually do that? You know, if somebody gave you a gift of $30, which by the way, $30 for lunch is like,
I can make
a drink
stretch
and some French fries. I'm like, hey, that mm-hmm. is fabulous, yeah. You know? And
I can get a good salad with some shrimp in it.
Exactly.
And got us in the grocer.
Exactly.
Right.
So I just, that sort of notion that you're spending $100 getting an appetizer and an entree and dessert and a drink. I don't know. It just, it seems very, it didn't seem real to me.
And I think that's what I mean about, like, internet opinions, mm-hmm. is that I think it is for the internet. Like, I think it is to make a video about. And I wonder if, like, was that really deeply a problem to her? I mean, it very well could have been, but to the masses, is that really a problem? Because,
like, where'd she go to eat lunch?
I'm like, because I'm sitting and thinking of, like, a typical lunch that I have. The banh mi place I like, I could get a bowl for, like, $10, right. a drink, an egg roll, and I haven't even cracked $30 yet.
Right.
And I'm just like, is this real, or is this, like, I am feeding into, like...
But I do think it's real, this kind of notion of, if you date me, you have to... pay for my nails to be done. You have to pick up certain bills. I know that that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a real thing. Hair done, nails done,
everything
feet done.
Did.
You got to pick up the tab for that. Okay.
She's fancy, huh?
she was talking about food, but you could just as well replace that with a mani-pedi. Hair, I mean, bundles, okay?
But people, like, you know, those are like,
hair.
Those are like definitive, definitive priced items. You know, like, so you could say, hey, would you mind getting my pedicure covered? And if you sent me $30, I'd be like, hey, my feet are hammer time. This was a $60 job. Like, so then you could say, okay, it was a little short, but for it to be for something so, like, up in the air as lunch, plural,
right.
That could be any cost. Like, I guess I'm just, and then I also wonder what nominal value would have been enough for her.
Right.
Like, how much did you want for lunch today? Because
she said $100.
She said $100. She said $100.
I blacked out, really, honestly. $100. Those are dinner prices,
right?
To me.
That's dinner. So then it's kind of like, do you go out for lunch?
How much lunch are you eating?
Like, what do you eat lunch?
Or maybe she's thinking, like, I don't know. I think again that is just, like, so entwined with, like, well, you don't mean anything to me unless you can give me things, which I guess is the nature of, you know. People's, yeah, you know what I mean?
I do. And you know, when you said you kind of blacked out, I mean, the thing for me that I think about is having things and having money doesn't make you happy. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't bring joy. It doesn't make a connection with this person, you know. And I know, you know, a lot of this is about the just concept of transaction, but those things are so empty, mm-hmm. you know, and it's kind of like, even the fact that someone would give you $30, if that is lack to you, that just means that maybe you're not interested in you know, what Cheryl was talking about like this more meaningful kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, hey, I want to, or maybe your love language is that you like gifts, but you like a certain type of gift, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, just listening to it, it kind of...
Or if maybe she was up front and was like, you know, because I guess he was sending the money as a way to, like, as a part of, like, the courting process.
Mm.
And if she was like, hey, up front, mm-hmm. I spend about $150 on lunch.
Well, okay, can I say what I actually was thinking?
What were you actually thinking? It's appropriate, okay? If she got to give it up, okay, at the end of the day, the day gotta end, right?
Right. Like $30, I'd be mad too.
Yeah, I would be mad, okay? But I was gonna say that I was hinting at that. I need to understand what the whole relationship is. If he's asking for something and she's if it's transactional on both ends, and that they both have an understanding, they have an agreement with that. She got to give up the draws, okay? So she's like, then I need you to be paying for everything.
This really
okay?
took a
and
turn.
Not being, yeah.
Okay, so I guess my question is, what do you guys think about the man's intentions?
Well, that was what I was hinting at and wanting to understand the rules of that relationship. Because, you know, it's old school for men to be transactional. Mm-hmm. They immediately, you know, put it out there. They're looking for sex, you know, on first date, second date, whatever. And we've somehow kind of normalized that. So I want to know what's the agreement of this in that relationship on both ends from him? Is he expecting sex? Are they both in on this transactional relationship? Because if she agrees to something and then he comes back with something that is subpar, she's a little hot. Like, no, that's not our agreement. Now, is that a loving relationship? Okay. In my opinion, that's not. But what works for me may not work for someone else. But I would want to know a fuller picture. But a snapshot of that moment of her talking about that says more about her than it does the relationship, her as a person. But I want to know what the guy is, how that kicked off. Did he reach out to her first? Did I miss that in the video?
Yeah, no, he did. He reached out to her first and he, you know, offered her $30 for lunch at Hardee's. Just kidding.
Or Carl's Jr. Whichever region you're in.
But you know what? Can I just say
ain't nothing wrong with Hardee's, though. I'm just saying.
I would like to try it. We don't have one.
Can I just say this? In the South, it's very typical for someone to say, hey, have lunch on me, and they pass you $25. That's very typical.
I'd like to move there then.
That's true.
For between friends or, you know.
Always buying.
You know, like someone you see that's struggling, you just like, here's $25. Go have lunch.
Yeah. In the airport.
So I know that's a different world, a different mindset. And we're talking the dynamics between, you know, this. Clearly, she's in an intimate relationship, and that's totally different. But
I don't know if we know that. I think she just got a DM from this guy, and he kind of flexed. You know, he was like, "Look, I'd like to give you $30 to go to lunch." And it sounded to me like maybe this was one of their first or initial interactions.
Yeah. So this is a TikTok, and she made a response TikTok because people were in the comments, I think, telling her she was probably wrong. And so in her response, she said, well, she basically called us all poor.
She $30 hoes.
Yeah, she called us that. And I think that she was saying that he portrayed himself to be more well off than maybe what he is. Because she said that on TikTok, on Instagram, he's holding up like stacks of money. He was telling her, let me spoil you. And so I guess from perceiving that online, she expected to get more than $30. Does that make sense?
It does. But I mean, that's also the farce of social media. Yes. Like, even though he's showing money, doesn't mean that he has money. You know what?
It could be Monopoly money.
It could. I mean, you know, one time I was in a restaurant and I was sitting with my friend and this gentleman came into the restaurant. He sat in this booth by himself and he literally took out of his pockets wads of money and laid it out on the table, fanned it out on the table and just sat there and had the waitress come and serve him. And I was like, huh. That's interesting.
That's like, weird.
What is that about? You know? And so he literally, just like that, he kept going like that, just fanned it out. And it was funny because, you know, I think sometimes, you know, if I don't know what that is to need to prove that, mm-hmm. to show that, you know, to
feels very male.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, status symbols and the empty booth spreading money on the table.
Girl.
And then just sitting there is really painting a picture. Mm-hmm. That like, I don't,
I want to get robbed.
Yeah, like I wanted to come outside because I could have really, if I wanted to admire my money, I could have fanned it out on my own table.
I could have gone like this.
He wanted other. I could. She did a fan motion, like fanning yourself in a hot breeze. but like he honestly could have done that at home if it was just to look at his money. He wanted other people to see how much money that he had,
right.
Which is what so much of social media is about now. Like, look at my car, look at my money, look at my shoes, look at my girlfriend. And I think that she kind of didn't buy into that, which is like kind of good on her that she was just like, hey, sir, you painted yourself out to be one way. And I'm seeing not, because there probably are some men that send girls hundreds of dollars for lunch. And maybe that's the lifestyle that she's used to. And so she just like spotted someone who's not really about it. Not saying she's right, not saying he's wrong, but I think that that is like things that have come about because of Instagram mm-hmm. and the social media age. It's like people putting on a facade of how they live their life. Because she could be very well be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like she could be used to getting $5 sent to her, but she wanted to go on TikTok and say she's not used to just getting 30. You know what I mean? I don't like it.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask Curious City anything about the Chicago area. Yeah, anything.
My dad was reminded of a cafe on Sheridan called It's Here. So I was wondering if there's any information on the folk music scene in Chicago then and now.
Send your questions to wbez.org/curiouscity, and it could be the focus of a future episode.
I didn't like it.
I don't really go on the internet much these days. Oh, but that is interesting that, like, that was his, that has become a normal initial outreach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
So what's your guys' expectations when you're going out on a date?
I have no expectations. I mean, this is what I mean by I don't have expectations. One, I don't assume that this person is going to be like the last person, right? So I don't have an expectation about how they're going to behave, if they're going to chew with their mouth closed. Like I'm not expecting them to behave in a certain way. I also, you know, don't have an expectation that they are going to do things a certain way, right? Like, and I guess the thing that I'm saying, not that I don't have high expectations. I have high expectations, just not of other people, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'm not expecting that they're going to do things exactly how I imagine that they're going to do it. And because I don't expect it, I'm never disappointed, mm-hmm. you know? I also am selective. So I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to end up at a Hardee's. I'm going to go to a nice restaurant, you know, or maybe they assume that that's my expectation and they write. No, just kidding.
I'm sorry. You thought correct. But I'll eat both. I'll eat at both places.
I shouldn't say that because I'll probably end up at Hardee's.
Look, drive through, inside, but also a nice place. You kind of were like, I'm not disappointed because I didn't come in expecting you to even meet my goals. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't mean it like that. I just mean. You know, like, I guess I've learned that me putting an expectation on somebody else, like, if I'm expecting him to open the door and he doesn't do it, mm-hmm. right, I'm not disappointed, you know, if I was expecting that. So if I'm not expecting and he opens the door, I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
So you go in with no red flags?
I do go, well, okay, so in order to get to a place of going on a date, I have to have a conversation.
Okay.
Right? So it's like a screening process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I go through. And I'm like, okay, well, this seems like this would be feasible to have a conversation over a meal, mm-hmm. right? I'm not planning any other activities after that until we've had this experience at the meal. And if the meal's great and the conversation's great and we're, you know, vibing with each other, then we'll maybe do something else after. So mm-hmm. it's almost like just being in the moment.
Okay.
You know?
That's interesting, though, that you did mention the door and not being disappointed. Because I think, like, opening of doors. Mm-hmm. Because I think there are a couple things that, like, I try to watch out for. Mm-hmm. That, like, if they don't happen, then I make note of them at least. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was taught that, like, I, the precious one, should, like, not be closest to oncoming traffic when yeah. we're walking on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So if we're walking down the street and then you don't come over and, like, stand by the cars, mm-hmm. I'm quietly making note of that. Mm-hmm. And, like, it isn't an absolute deal breaker in that moment, but it definitely is a strike that I will use to tally up later. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
It's yeah. interesting. I have a girlfriend who is a relationship coach, and she says, you know, you can't have a bunch of deal breakers. You know, you maybe have three. Mm. You know, prioritize it. What's the most important deal breakers? And so my expectations are around things that are important to me. I do have expectations set around things that are most important to me. And so, but outside of that, I try to keep it, be flexible. And being authentic is one of those things that's really important to me. So, you know, if you flex, like, you know, you're a baller, shot caller, and then you come in, you want to nickel and dime the date to death, that's a red flag, because authenticity is important to me, and you're presented one way, but you're showing up another. So that's a problem. And that can be expressed, whether it's, you know, you're picking up a tab or not picking up a tab, or you, your interests, how you spend your time, you know, a lot of different ways. So I try to limit it to just kind of three major deal breakers around character, things that are important to me, and be flexible around the rest. I will say, though, I remember going out, giving this guy a first date. We had conversations, and he was funny with this, and he was, you know, he was telling me that, you know, he asked me, are you an alpha female?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Now we're at the restaurant. We were just meeting for drinks. Okay. Not dinner. And I picked the restaurant. It was one of my, you know, fave places. Chicago Firehouse. Shout out. And so I got there early. I got there early because I was really hungry. We were having drinks. I didn't want to drink on an empty stomach. So I got there early and I ordered, you know, an appetizer. It must have been like, I don't know, you know, a combination of stuff like, you know, oysters and whatever. But I'm paying for it. Okay, so I didn't want him any expectations for him to think that he had to pay for this. So anyway, so then he shows up. And so he asks, am I alpha female? And I was like, what does that mean? And so then he goes down this whole road about, you know, women who are, you know, want to call the shots and, you know, or this and that. And, you know, you then, you know, make it more challenging for a man to sort of be there for you and, you know, that kind of thing. And I was just listening to him. And so after a while, you know, the ran his course the evening, and the check came, and the guy put the, it was a seafood tower. That's what it was, a seafood tower. So, you know, oysters, a lot of different things on it. And I was like, oh my goodness, you put it on a tap. I said, listen, I came here early. I was hungry. So let me just, I'll pay for this. I ordered it. And he let me pick up the whole tab. Now, this is the man that was low-key accusing me of being alpha female.
Right.
Let a man be a man. Right. Well, you had an opportunity, Mr. Man.
He's like, until the bill comes.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to be.
And I was, and I felt badly because I did order. I mean, he didn't sign up for that. But it's things like that. It's a red flag about different expectations, character. You want to lecture me on this, but then go ghost on that. That's inconsistent.
Valuing and equal rights once the bill comes.
Correct.
And some of it's like projection. You know what I mean? It's like he's projecting on you what his experience is, which is kind of what I was trying to say, is that everybody gets a clean slate. You know what I mean? Like, let's see how this goes. If you demonstrate a pattern of behavior that tells me this is who you are, that's what I'm going to go with, And so it sounds like also he was projecting on you his experience with other women, right? And which is not fair to you.
At all. So here's the difference. I didn't go on TikTok and make a video about it, okay? I didn't anything. I just, hey, you're not my cup of tea. I'm gone. I'm out. Deuces. Going ghosts. And that's that. But in this generation, maybe that would have been TikTok worthy.
Okay, so ladies, what do you bring to the table and what needs to be brought to the table? Cheryl.
I'm the entire enchilada. what I bring to the table is an open mind. I'm not tied to, traditional roles. I am open-minded about that. I automatically assume that I got me. So I'm accustomed to that. I think what would be a breath of fresh air for me is for a man to come to the table with, I know you got you, but let me, my love language is letting you know I got you too. That's it for me.
Yeah. What is your feeling about that comment, I got you? Like, when you say that, tell me, I'm just curious. Like, what does that look like?
So here's the thing. I am very generous with my time, my money, my resources. That's my love language. I like doing that. And I guess I'd like that reciprocated. And yes, I can do for myself, but show me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good.
And yes, a $30 lunch tab will do fine.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Taylor, what about you?
I think that I'm down for either of us to pay. But I'm also in a relationship of multiple years. But in the beginning, he paid for our first date, so I paid for the second one. And so I think I bring fairness because I also, it actually annoys him when I look at the menu before we get there and I'm like, you better not order this because it's X amount of money, or I will not get something. So I try to be fair on how much we're spending and who's paying for what. And if there's something I can't pay for, I try to make up for it by I'll drive us there and get parking, or I will take us out for drinks after. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And so I would ask that the other person is fair as well. And not asking me if I'm an alpha female because I paid for our second date.
And what do you expect that they bring to the table?
I would just expect that they, that they keep that same thought in mind of it'll be a give and take. Like, it won't be the same every time. Like, you don't have to pay every time. Allowing me the space to, like, not freak out if I do pay. Mm. Because it sounds like in Cheryl's situation, he, like, was offended that, like, she could pay. But then when the bill came, he didn't even pay it. And, like, I don't want that. Like, yeah. I just want you to have an open mind. Be a man of 2024.
I like that. What do I bring to the table? I think I bring, Cheryl used this word, but I think I bring my just most authentic self. I think I'm fun and joyful and adventurous and flexible. And so, like, we could go do one thing and then go do another thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have, I like adventure. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely bring that. I like having intelligent conversation. So I bring that. I like talking about ideas, and I am caring and attentive, and I listen and I ask questions even when I don't give a shit. But anyway, I do all those things, and yeah, I like that. I like, those are the things that I bring to the table. And then I think what I want for them to bring to the table is acts of service, just thoughtful things, a thoughtful note, or like, hey, you know, you said that you really liked this kind of drink, or you like this kind of Mediterranean food, or you enjoy this kind of music. You know, just things that are, you know, thoughtful, but also little acts of service, words of affirmation, things mm-hmm. like that. I'd like for them to bring to the table.
I think people should take the love language test very early on. Like, as Jennifer was mentioning, that, like, makes her feel good. I think that eliminates so much of this. Like, if you get a DM from a man, immediately send him back the love language test. Mm-hmm. And, like, just be like, do you really like giving gifts? Because if you like to receive them, you need to find someone that likes giving them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if you don't like touching people, you don't need to be with somebody that, like, needs physical touch to feel affirmed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did that very early, and I feel like that was really good for us to know, like, what works. But yeah,
I like that.
That's good. I tell you what would totally melt me. What totally melts me?
What?
For someone to make a reference to something I said a week, 2 weeks, a month ago, something small. I guess words are my real love language, being listened to in words, and then they recall it.
Yes.
That, like, wow, you were really listening to me. You were really paying attention. That it's the simple things that get me. It's not, you know, the $100 lunch with the two drinks, dessert, appetizer, and entree. It's you listening to me.
Yes.
And showing me that you were listening, you're paying attention. Paying attention to the things that matter to me. Mm-hmm. You remembered that my mother's birthday, not my birthday, that my mother's birthday was on such and such date, and asking about her. That's the kind of stuff that melts me.
All right, so what's the verdict, ladies? Who won that transactional interaction?
They both lost.
I agree.
Final
they did
answer.
Both. They both lost. I completely agree.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That is.
Good
answer.
Because, like, he is under the impression that, like, that is the way to win a woman, even if you don't know her. And she's under the impression that, like, that's what makes the foundations of a good relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a lose-lose.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and listen to When Magic Happens wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Bowers, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
You can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E.
You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Engineering by Maria Lopez. See y'all next week.